Everybody, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Oh, what's up?
Just letting you know, Macca's has some new nugget sauces. We tried them on the air and we thought that'd be a huge failure. And, well, Macca's
all right.
Have some awesome. Well, my might not. Yeah, I've ruined
They've
it,
haven't spoiled.
I've spoiled it. Listen, guys, we'll talk to you about them. They're good.
We'll give you a description
of the good sauces. And tell you what, they've got some great advertising out of us for free. In fact, I think we paid for the nuggets to go get them to try them.
We did. We paid Macca's to do a whole break about. But that would usually cost everyone, just so you know, a lot of money.
They're just sitting at the top of their tower like, idiots.
And they'll just release a new sauce every week until we're talking about Macca's every single day.
Marshmallow sauce.
Oh, give it a go.
Don't release the marshmallow sauce.
But now, everyone.
By the way, sorry. Have you had the Macca's creme brulee pie?
No.
My
is it a current thing?
God.
Is it a current thing?
Stop giving away free
items. Sorry.
Hey, I baked a cake for my girlfriend. Let's talk about it now.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
So, if you missed it, my lovely, gorgeous, angel cougar face girlfriend, Lucy, had her cougar face birthday. She's the best. And I made her a cake. That's all she wanted.
Isn't she sweet?
She's such a sweetheart.
So you made her a cake from scratch from a special book, right?
Yeah, from a special like food intolerance book.
Because she's got a few little tummy issues.
Yeah, she just doesn't have gluten, doesn't really eat meat. You're not putting a meat in cake, are you? So that's
no,
okay.
No, I mean, really weird.
I didn't think she could do dairy at all, but she said to me, all good, put butter in the cake. I said, sweet. But the problem is like the gluten and the flour and stuff. So I had to use...
Right, which makes it hard.
We said that I had to use the rice flour, had to use different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
A bit more oil, not a lot of butter. You know, it's just, it's not just like add the self-raising, put a couple of eggs in, let's go. There was eggs in it, but it was just like, anyway.
So what happened?
It was doomed from the start. I think it was doomed from the start.
Okay, so tell me, talk me through it.
I've never had a dirtier kitchen, messy.
Really?
Stuff everywhere.
Because you know what? People will be tempted to go, of course it went wrong. But Rowan's good at like, things like you plait, you've got your little, you do your little arts and crafts.
Yeah, I have.
You like, I feel like you could cook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think you're incompetent. So I thought, I was like, when we went home that night, I was like, oh babe, it'll be yum.
You'll be fine.
And you're like, yeah, honestly, I'll be fine. Like, it'll be great.
So looking at the photo and looking at the photo I took at the end, I think the icing looked really good.
Really nice.
But the cake was very dense.
It was giving slice.
It was definitely giving birthday slice.
You know what it was giving?
What?
It was giving Mrs. Fields cookie cake, but four times the height. It looked like you'd gotten cookie dough and just and gotten a whole plate about 4 inches thick and just hoped that it would cook through. That's what it was. It was cookie batter.
So I, So I bought some like $15 hand beaters from Kmart because I was like, I'll need these.
Maybe you should have asked me. I have my grandma's. Carmel could have helped you out.
Oh, rest in peace.
And
was it a stand-up stick? Was it a stand-up one?
No, one with the double where you have two beaters and
then
you lick the beaters afterwards.
Oh, I did lick the beaters, for sure. The butter wasn't soft enough when I started doing it. So then all the butter got stuck in the beaters. So I had to push them out. And it was like, that was a thing.
Bad mindset from the start.
It was not good.
No.
And
then what happened?
Made the cake. It said it would set in 20. Didn't. I was like, well, come on.
Because you texted me and you said, is it at like probably 11:30 at night?
I used some swear words. Don't say
that. And
those.
you were like, it said it would set in 20 minutes and it's been 40. And I think I replied, I was going to sleep and I was like, haha, good luck. And then I woke up the next morning. Chaos. So then you gave it to Lucy and it was a bit dense. Your Mrs. Fields cake times four.
We had a go. Getting a lot of messages from you guys saying, great icing to cake ratio. Thank you.
You know what was
funny
as well? It looked really yum, but I loved your video of her and you're just going, be honest. Because you were so nervous and you're like, no, but like, be honest. And she
was happy.
She was happy. And what did you get her for a little present?
I got her some incense, some really bougie one. Like, when I say bougie, it was like $40 incense, but her jaw almost hit the floor. She's like, how much? I thought, I was like, It's like $40. She's like, that's a lot. And I was like, isn't incense like that, buddy? And she's like, no, it's like $5.
Like $5 for incense from the hippie store.
So I got some bougie incense.
Was it the brand This Is Incense?
Yes.
Yeah, I have them at my house, the Noosa ones. Oh,
yes, the Noosa ones.
They're the best. I'm obsessed with them. By the way, this incense, please send me some.
Send us all some.
DM me. I'll send you a PO box because they are the best incense in the world.
And we went out for dinner and she looked at me at the end of the night, cried and said, this is the best.
Oh, Rob, that's so nice.
So happy. I was honestly a little bit upset that I didn't get tears when the cake came out.
But maybe you would have thought maybe they're sad tears covered up by fake joy. Then you would have questioned. At least you know the tears at the end of the night were happy tears.
Absolutely. She was so happy. And that,
you did it, baby,
is a success.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to say a success. Thanks for being there for the ride, bud.
Well done.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
Some changes to our Netflix that you need to know. We'll get you across those 20 minutes time, okay?
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattagories.
Chattagories, we love it. It is my favourite game because I usually win, always.
You really have been winning. You really have been winning.
I've been winning. I'll keep winning, Robo. Naughty little Robo. Here's what happens. There are three categories. The first category is my category. It is literally whatever I want. It could be, you know, shapes, or it could be which shapes I had for lunch, if you get what I'm saying.
And even
it could
I don't.
Anything.
Why'd you say it like that? If you get what you say, shapes.
Well, I meant like shapes and like rectangles and stuff, or shapes like the food.
I was going to say, what type of shapes are you pulling?
Cutting shapes, or it could be that.
You're on the dance floor.
If I've cut a shape today with my hoofs. The second category is whatever the contestant wants. You know, they can DM us at Hot Nights with Abby, but also it has to be reasonable, be normal. And the third category is a mystery category that our producers choose that I have no idea about.
Absolutely. Playing for a $200 Excite online vouchers. If you haven't heard of Wild Secrets, it's because they've been Australia's best kept secret for 30 years. Biggest range, best prices. Visit wildsecrets.com.au. Playing is the contestant is Hannah. Hello to you, darling.
Hello, Rowan.
How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good. Well, Abby, you said you always win, but not this time.
There we go.
All right, Hannah. Good luck.
Bit of chat.
Good luck, Hannah.
Don't need luck.
Don't
need luck. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Good on you, Han.
The worst kept secret is that I always win.
No. It's wildsecrets.com.au.
The best kept secret is wildsecrets.com.
So all I heard was best, and I thought of Excite.
I didn't say best. I said worst.
I feel like you want to fight tonight. Feels like you and I are going to fight.
I'm going to fight.
I'm sorry, Hannah. Mum and Dad are fighting.
Sorry, Hannah.
Oh, no worries. Can I join?
No.
Oh my God. Wrestling match.
It's not 8:40 yet, Hannah. Calm it down.
Not 8:40.
Not 8:40 yet. All right. Here comes Abby's category. That category is capital cities. How are you with capital cities, Hannah?
Yes. Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Good.
Okay, great. Let's do it. Here comes the question. Names as buzzers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That wasn't the question. Sorry. What's the capital of Thailand?
Abby. Bangkok.
Hannah.
Oh, Hannah wanted it.
Oh, you're too quick.
I know.
On to Abby. All right, Hannah. I like your intensity, though, Hannah. I'm getting a good vibe off you.
That's okay.
Hannah, I love it. I love the energy. It was. I just imagine you jumping with your hand up. Like, Hannah.
She always loved it. Very
cute.
It.
It's cute. That's energy. Me. I love it.
Hannah. Hannah's category is Heartstopper. Do you know what that is? It's a Netflix show.
I think this is something that should be banned. What do you mean? What is that?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Abby. It's the best thing in the world.
Producer Max, you cross this. Hang on, Hannah.
Maybe you'll inspire me to watch it.
Yes, I can confirm it is a new Netflix series. It is fantastic. It follows a young gay school child as he falls in love.
Fantastic.
I actually
don't think we've had this yet in categories where...
I've known nothing about it.
You know nothing about the
All right, Hannah, we'll enjoy your point.
It might be against the rules that you have enforced so heavily.
It's a bit against the rules.
It is.
But
all right.
You know what?
Not my fault you haven't watched it.
Fair, Hannah,
the rules are... It has to be something that I know.
Hannah. Look what you've done.
Those are the rules. You know that.
Here comes the question. Who's Charlie's romance interest?
Abby Sheffield.
Hannah.
Abby. Who is it?
I have no idea. I was going to make a Charlie Puth joke.
Say it. Okay, I'm gonna stop you there. Sorry, Hannah.
Abby Chatfield.
No worries.
Why'd you say your last name?
I don't know. Because my joke was going to be that the love interest is me, Abby Chatfield. That was my joke. But I'm so tired, Hannah. That didn't come out. Sorry, Hannah. Tell us.
Yeah,
Hannah.
The gay boy's love interest is you.
Oh, see, I have no idea.
Who is it, Hannah? What's the answer?
Nick Nelson.
Oh,
I didn't even have.
I can't wait to watch that.
I didn't even have a last name, so you get an extra point.
Oh,
no, you don't.
So silly. That was so silly.
I wish.
Question number three is the random category, and that is makeup.
Oh.
You get sent a lot of makeup, Abby.
Mm.
Hannah, do you buy a lot of makeup?
Look, I wear a bit of makeup, but I don't do photo shoots or anything, so I think Abby might have an advantage.
Yeah. No, you come on.
I get professional makeup twice, 3 times a week.
Got you got this, doll. All right, here comes the question. Names as buzzers. What does the CC in CC cream... Abby?
Color corrector.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry, Hannah.
You did really well, and also thank you for the reco. I love it. I need to watch it.
No, I still love it.
Love you. Thanks for dealing with my very delirious
jokes. We all are. Hey, at Hot Nights with Abby, send us your expert category. Get yourself in there if you want to have a chance to win. I don't think Abby's lost in, I don't know, months. So if you want to win some prizes like this wicked $200 Excite online voucher, please send us that DM.
Please.
Please. And then, look, I know that sounded a little bit desperate, but...
We are.
Get it cranking. You know what? I'm desperate for a winner. I'm desperate for someone to beat
me
you.
Me too.
It's not your mother.
It's getting boring, you know?
Just being too good.
Too good, baby.
Hot Nights, Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
There is a new Macca's nugget sauce. Stop the presses. We will talk about that after 8 o'clock.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
So Netflix, the company that has experienced a shrinkage in 2 quarters in a row, I think it is, for the first time ever. They've lost subscribers for the first time twice in a row.
There's a lot out there. Like, there really is a lot to pick from.
Yeah, there's a lot out there, right? So instead of being like, okay, cool, like we'll minimize our pricing, or, you know, we'll allow you to share with more people, or, you know, we'll have different features, or we'll have more shows on. Yeah. They've decided to push people further. It's like me, you know, when someone gets close, push them away. When you feel someone distancing, just push. Just push them and give up.
Really?
Because they're feeling our distance, and they're going, you know what, then? Leave!
Yeah, instead of going, let's think about the customer, they've gone, how can we make them pay us more?
Pay us more and also angrier. So what's happening is they're going to start charging for shared accounts, which I believe they already do.
I don't know if that... No, but you could just, like, get your password and...
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could, like, say I could log into my Netflix.
Lucy's
house. I'm paying for basically 2 screens.
Right. Of course. See, I was thinking it's like users, but no, it's you just have one. You pay for the lowest subscription.
Yep.
And then you share your password around.
Yeah.
Right.
It will
have,
say if you, like, I don't know, you got like 7 mates and like 6 of them are on all the time.
Yeah.
It's only going to work for 4 of them though. Like, there's that, like, at same time screen thing.
Yeah.
But you can be on like 20.
Really?
You can be on Hey. You can put on as many as you like. Yeah, and then...
See, Hey You isn't like that.
Hey You not like that?
No.
What do you mean?
You have like 6 devices that you can use.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Same thing, 6 devices.
Yeah, right.
But you could just keep doing the devices, but say...
You can't all watch at the same time.
No.
Right.
Which I would imagine... I think Hey You might be similar like that, though.
But also,
it wouldn't just go, no, you can't log in. It would go, thank you. But if they're all...
Right. Well, now they are in 5 countries in Central and South America are being made to pay an extra $4.35 Australian, so about $3 US, a month.
So weird.
To add a second home to their accounts.
Seems cheap.
And they've warned that password sharing will spread. Well, the clampdown, sorry, on password sharing will spread.
I'm shaking.
Worldwide. Well, what's going on with me tonight? World ride.
You've had a long week, Doug.
Sorry, everyone. Can't talk today. But, you know, we can talk Netflix. Talk about how they're going to ruin our lives and make us pay even more as the cost of living increases.
It must be to do with tech chat. They must be able to figure out if you're on a different IP address. It must have to be like the Wi-Fi thing. They must be able to figure it out. I've been sitting here going, how is this How do they know?
It's
just because it's a different screen that it's not mine.
But can't you have two users per, I guess if it's more than two. For the lowest account, isn't it two?
See, this is the problem, guys.
I have four.
It's already confusing.
It's already confusing. How about you just let us do what you want to do? Because otherwise, okay, what if you, this is so annoying. What if you and Lucy, right, are dating?
We are.
And you go on holiday together.
Yeah.
And the Netflix isn't logged in on the holiday. You have to log in there.
Well, they will they charge you extra?
They charge you, what, $3 extra a month, $4.50 extra a month to log in on a holiday account. That is my second home on a holiday. Because you know some Airbnbs don't have it logged in. They have the ability to have Netflix and Apple TV, but they're not logged in.
No.
So you'd have to re-log in, but then you get in trub. No, thank you. Well, it's really quite sad.
I'm definitely not logging in on other screens.
Oh, no. I definitely don't. I definitely don't do that.
No.
Just like, you know. Yeah, I definitely don't do that.
I mean, I definitely don't take, you know, three unopened bottles of red wine from the rooftop on Friday night drinks.
No.
I definitely don't do that.
Don't do it. No. I definitely don't go to Mum's house just to get all the mint slice every time.
Yeah.
Save the mint slice.
Yeah, I definitely don't just go to Tasmania for the Venetian biscuits my mother makes. Oh.
No, definitely not. Like, definitely don't do that.
Here's a question. 13, 10, 60. What are you definitely not doing?
What are you definitely not doing?
Forget the Netflix stuff. Let's go. What are you definitely not doing?
What are you definitely not doing? Because you're not naughty. So what are you definitely not doing?
Are you definitely
not scanning avocados as potatoes?
Oh, I'm definitely not
definitely
doing that.
I'm definitely
not scanning onions as, I mean, lettuces as onions. No way.
I'm definitely
not doing that. No.
No way.
13, 10, 60. What are you definitely not doing? Definitely not dance to this tune by Mojo.
Oh, sweet. So true. Definitely not.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Give us a call. Let us know what you're definitely not doing. Bit of tongue-in-cheek, bit of fun. This is Netflix Chat. I want some hot nights, baby,
with Abby. So Netflix have kind of really hunkered down.
They've doubled down on profit loss.
On people not wanting to have subscriptions anymore and decided, you know what, guys?
They've doubled down.
Well, you're going to pay more.
We'll show you.
Because they want to punish people for using more than one account, sharing account details. So we asked you, because we obviously don't do that.
Punish is a good word, I think, because this does feel like a punishment. Like, oh, if you're breaking the rules, like, well, hang on.
It's a punishment, 100%. But so we asked you, because obviously you don't do this, Rowan. You would definitely.
Here's what we're saying. I definitely would not share my password around.
No, neither. And I would
definitely
not.
You definitely wouldn't.
No, definitely wouldn't. I have never and will never. Definitely not. So we asked you all, what are you also definitely not doing? Because, you know, we're all good people here.
Yeah. Hey, Maggie. What are you definitely not doing?
I am definitely not napping while I'm supposed to be working from home.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
You wouldn't be doing that.
No, it's irresponsible and you would never want to be. You just want to work for the company and you just want to earn your money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. John, what are you definitely not doing?
Well, I'm definitely not going to log into my friend's KO and watch the football tonight.
No, you
wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't because you respect the subscriptions.
No. Yes, you know they can log in and find out where you're logged into and different sets, TVs, the smart TVs, your phones.
We'll see, John.
Good thing you're not doing
it. Good to know because you're not doing it though. Doesn't matter, does it?
No, I'm not doing it. My children aren't logging into my Foxtel account either.
No, they're not doing that.
They're not, John. They're not.
So, John, they're not doing
it. Thank God we're not doing all these things. Michaela,
what are you not doing?
Hey, I'm definitely not weighing my produce correctly at the supermarket.
You're definitely not stealing.
Yeah, definitely not.
so you're definitely not weighing less than you're meant to, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're definitely not doing that.
You would never.
No, you would never. Actually, you know what? You never even think to do that.
No. Like you wouldn't even because it's thievery.
Because it's kind of like you would put some of them, like the apples, on the weight, but then you kind of wouldn't put the whole weight down. But you wouldn't do that.
But you wouldn't do that because who would think of that?
I wouldn't think of it.
Melissa, what are you definitely not doing?
I definitely not have five different email accounts and get food subscription boxes sent to myself. And then when I get the free box, I definitely don't just cancel it and then cycle through those five different ones for them to sell me, send me a, we miss you, have 40% off.
You're definitely not
doing that. You're definitely not going to those lengths.
No. You're definitely not strategizing how to get free boxes of fresh food sent to your house over and over. You're definitely
Who bother? You know?
That ex-caller sounds like organized crime almost.
Good thing is,
we're
Matt,
not doing it.
They're not doing that though, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Not staying at an Airbnb 2 weeks ago with my wife having special cuddles in the spa bath and every flat surface and some horizontal services in the unit.
Could I be honest, Matt?
Yeah.
That sounds something like I reckon we should be doing.
We should be doing it.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Here comes the money.
Money talks.
Ah,
yes.
There's a new study, babe, about money.
There's always a new study. There is always a new study about some.
Someone's always studying.
Someone's always got something going on.
And someone with a very strong interest in this has been studying and has got their the fruit of their labour.
Sometimes, you know what? Some people's full-time job is to study. There are really some full-time studiers.
There really, really are. And thanks to them, we have this great new study.
Great.
And it reveals that most single people don't want to split the bill 50-50. I mean, I've never wanted to. I think it's embarrassing and it's cringe. I think splitting the bill, cringe. Just for couples. I feel like if you invite someone somewhere, you pay. If I ask you out to a date, I'll pay.
Yeah.
If you ask me out to a date, because you're choosing the location. So like, say if we go to a restaurant and if we go like a nice ramen place and it's like, you know, good ramen is like cheap.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Like there's a great ramen place I know that's like $50 and you'd get a full meal and like a beer or two each.
So good.
Right? Great. If I invite you there, I'll pay. But if you invite me to somewhere that's like $400 for a dinner and drinks, you're paying. I didn't choose to be here.
Whoa.
I didn't choose what we were doing.
Yeah.
If I invite you to come to see Hamilton with me, I'll pay for the tickets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lucy and I split the bill all the time. All the time.
What do you mean you split? That's so embarrassing.
She wants
to
do it.
That's so embarrassing.
She wants to do it.
Why don't you alternate?
Well, that's the same as splitting.
No, it's not. Oh my God, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Why are you so angry? It's the
I'm
same.
I'm angry. I'm appalled.
Okay.
Because why are you splitting? So you both get your cards. You both get your cards out.
No, for her birthday dinner, I paid.
You'd hope so.
You hope so. And then she just sent me the money. I said, no, it's your birthday. She said, what's sent? It was like, it's like a her thing.
So she sends you the money.
Yes.
Naughty little Lucy. Lucy.
Naughty angel cooking for Lucy. So she sends it so she doesn't feel like it's all, you know, I'm just constantly paying for her.
Nah, I've never split in my life on date. Never. Ever.
I've never said, hey, send me half. I've never gone, hey, let's split this. No.
How about outside of Lucy? Have you ever split the bill and gone, oh, and gotten the calculator out?
No. Maybe with the boys.
Oh yeah, no. I think with friends it's different.
And I don't pay your way.
But even with my friends, as I've gotten older, if we have a one-on-one lunch.
I enjoy paying for it most of the time.
Yeah, someone will just get it. If it's a one-on-one lunch.
Yep.
If it's and usually it's me.
Yeah.
So I earn more. So
thanks, shit.
So it's like, you know what? It's okay for me to buy you ramen.
Yeah. You bought the burrata the other night, I was really impressed.
Burrata and calamari.
And chips
and extra bread.
And the beers.
So, see? It'd be awkward if you were like, oh, should I? Oh, my God. If you were like, oh, should I get the calamari? And then should you get the burrata? I said, let's go to this place.
But you would have been mortified if I'd said, oh, let me just get this. You would have been like, ah.
No, not as because it was ordering at the bar.
Oh, yes.
So it was like, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Well, you wouldn't have come, you wouldn't have, even if you didn't make like $19 million a year, you wouldn't have come back and gone, hey, so That was 20. That was...
Oh!
No way.
Oh!
See, and that's... because
Never I and never in my life.
No,
this isn't a money thing. This is... Even when I had three jobs, you know, in grade 12, yeah, I would never...
We are coming... Okay,
I wouldn't
okay.
go.
We're coming around to an agreement. We're coming... Yes, I see. Okay.
This is not a... Because people are going to be like, it's because... Yeah. No, but like, this is my whole life. I've never split a bill.
I don't like getting the text. Like, if someone just goes, oh, I'll get it. And we've left, and you hit me with your bank details. I just think, because it all goes around. You believe that? I think it all goes around.
Oh, 100%. Like, Christopher and I will just, Christopher and I sometimes split, and sometimes I'll get it.
I would understand splitting a really hectic lunch, like a really hectic dinner. So, like, we're there for, like, hours, and it's a really expensive bill.
Really? I understand.
And it comes out, say it's $900.
Oh my God. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and we've been there for hours. It's like, you know.
You know what? That I'll accept. But the reason why is because cost of living is going up so, so, so much. And people are saying you should split according to who earns more.
Well, that does. Well.
Oh, come on.
According to. Well,
also,
then it's not splitting?
Also.
You'd be paying all the time.
Sorry. Yeah.
You'd be
I wouldn't mind.
Paying.
I don't mind. Like, I don't mind.
But I enjoy paying.
Yeah, but like I think more the issue that I'm having is, so what are you going to go? All right, so my income is
no, you can't. You can't.
$55,000 after super
a day. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just saying. For example,
that's all right. Sorry.
I get this much after super. What do you want? And you're like, well,
I better
before
just...
super, yeah. I'm on whatever. That's not easy, actually. I'm on 40. You're on 60, right?
Yep.
And then we do a 60-40 split because we've figured out exactly how much after tax. Also, tax changes it. So after tax, we go, so I get $4,000 a month after tax. And that's what do you get? And you're like, I get $4,200. And I go, well, all right, so I'm paying 49%. You're paying 51%.
No.
I do understand if someone's earning a very obvious more, but it shouldn't be like it depends on exactly how much. It's like...
No. Why is it money? Why is it always money? Money always makes things weird.
Always makes things so weird. What about rent?
What about rent?
So if you were to move in with your partner...
Yeah. Yep.
And they earned, in theory... This isn't about Lucy, by the way.
Oh.
They earned maybe a third of what you earned. Let's say, just for numbers being easy, you earn $100,000 and they earn... $50,000, so they earn half.
It's not equal rent.
You have to pay more.
You've got to
pay more.
You can't be paying
No, see, because then they're going.
This is not calamari. Rome. This is rent. This is mortgage.
Agree. And also.
What?
Sorry, that point that I was about to say doesn't benefit me. So.
Well, say it then. What is it? Say it. Please say it. Please just say it.
Also, if it's your house and you own it.
Here we go. House chat. Sorry. Pull out your black book. Which one of 10? Which one?
I was going to say, if it's your house and you own it, then, you know, they shouldn't pay.
They shouldn't pay.
Much.
Well, then it's just kind of, it's bored. It's kind of bored. It's more bored.
What do you reckon about that?
Bored?
Yeah.
That someone should pay board.
Yeah.
I think they should be paying rent.
Rent?
Should be paying board in a form as a form of rent.
So they should be paying to live.
Yes.
Yes, because you can't just live in free for someone's house in someone's house.
I don't know. Say you had a friend.
Because
if you were
renting the same place, you have to split it in half. Split it in by whatever we've decided is the new rule.
You should be humbled and grateful that you can live in such a great place, but still pay the rent. Oh, sorry, the board.
Still pay board.
Why is it called board? I
don't know. Boarding house vibes. I'm glad we figured out the issue for all of Australia and maybe even the world. New rules, everyone. If you ask someone, well, my rule is if you ask someone somewhere. You got to be paying.
Okay.
If you've decided the location, you're paying. On a date.
Oh, a date? Yeah.
You're talking about dates.
Oh, sorry. This isn't just splitting the bill in general. This is dating. How did I miss that? I had such a fun time. I got so excited.
No, but that's
okay,
the rule.
Okay, on dates. Yeah.
And then board. Board is paid if you own it. And also rent is split by income. Because by the time you're in a relationship, to live with someone, you know their income. But also awkward. Awkward telling someone the income, but I'm a sole trader, so I don't know what my income is.
Just know it's a lot. A lot. So what are we? What are we asking? Oh. What are we asking the people?
What do you reckon? Do you split the bills in terms of rent, actual restaurant bills, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on splitting costs?
Splitting costs
in a romantic relationship.
What are your thoughts on splitting costs in a romantic relationship?
And can you convince me that maybe we should be splitting bills at dinner?
Well, I think I did.
13-10-60, not really. 13-10-60, do you split the bill?
Yep.
Why? Jake, what do you do in terms of romantic dates?
Oh. Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah.
I'm a big thing with romantic dates or even just your close mates. You should already know what they do and kind of get a ballpark on how much they already make. But I think if you're asking someone to go out, you should already be willing to cover for them and not give them the embarrassment of not being able to enjoy themselves or afford to come out.
Yeah, if you're asking someone out, totally, because if you're asking someone to go to dinner, I hate when your friends are like, oh, no, I can't afford it this week. It's like, no, I'm paying. Babe, I'll pay. I'm asking you to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I want company to this new restaurant or to a movie, whatever. So therefore, I will pay.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's not like an IOU thing either.
No.
If I've got you, it means I've got you.
So,
and next time you can just, you know, if I'm low on cash and you've got more, okay, you've got me next time type thing.
Always comes around.
I love that, Jake.
Definitely. Good on you, Jake.
Pay it forward. Thanks, guys.
Oh, love it, Jake.
God, he's good.
Lisa, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yes.
I'm a client relationship manager.
Okay, and what do you do in terms of bill splitting?
Oh, sorry.
You know, the call now.
When it comes to rent bills down the middle, but when you're going out, it's whoever can afford it at the time. So,
but what if you both can afford it?
Yeah.
Well, it's just whoever asks.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I would be like, can't afford it again. And maybe I'd go, you know, what if it's like that? Probably can't afford it. What if it's like a strategy thing?
Well, look, put it this way. My partner earns more than me. So more often than not, I can't afford it. So, you know, and he just pays for it. But then again, you know, when I can afford something, I buy a nice gift for him. I'll bring something home. Or if we're out for coffee having brekkie, I'll just pull my card out if I can pay it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And beat him. So, I don't know. When it comes to rent and bills, straight down the middle, you have to be fair. But when it comes to going out,
But do you think it's not more fair if you're earning less than your partner in terms of cost of living? Like, you know how people have budgets where it's like 30% of my wage should be towards rent. What if the cost of living ends up being like your rent portion is way more than their rent portion? If that makes sense.
Okay, we moved in together. We started dating a year before pandemic, and then we moved in together probably a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we rent a place I can afford. So he just sucked that up. So he just like, you know, well, I can afford X, Y, Z. So we rent a reasonable place that we both like.
Right.
That I can afford. And then, you know, everyone's happy. So I don't feel like
It's not a stretch for you.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
What you could afford anyway. Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then the extra money goes towards shouting all the dinners for you, then you pay him getting back when you can. I don't mind that.
And I think, look, Lisa makes a great point with the rent. I would say, like, for instance, if I was going to move in with Lucy and I wanted somewhere even nicer, and if I made a bit more than her, I would cover the gap.
Oh, yeah.
If she was like, I only want to spend, like, however much, but she would need to spend to be like an extra 100, I'd be like, I'll cover.
Yeah.
Because I want to live here, you know?
Yeah. I'm the one that wants to be luxurious. Jacinta, do you do in terms of splitting bills?
We alternate usually.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
So
yeah, makes sense.
One pays for dinner, then if we go to the movies after, the other will pay for that.
Yeah, makes sense. Easy peasy. Yeah.
Just make it make sense.
God, Nathan, what is your strategy when it comes to splitting bills?
We sort of split it down the middle, but we don't. So, like, I'll pay for the rent, the power, the internet, the phones, and she'll pay for the food and the power.
Oh, as long as it works out.
Yeah, it all works out in the end, you know, and then we just sort of put in for whatever's needed extra.
Yeah.
So does that same with dates and food and stuff?
Three young kids, so we don't really go on dates anymore.
Right. Okay.
But when we do, it's sort of just whatever's in the account, we'll either put it together or.
So you have a joint account. See, I will sooner die. Oh, no.
We're not at that stage yet.
Right. Yeah, no, don't do it. No one ever do that. No one ever get joint account. That's my rule for life.
Yeah, I did it once. It was a nightmare. Don't do it.
Silly. Hope.
Hello.
Hi, Hope. What do you do in terms of splitting bills?
Well, you're going to hate me because I think a totally joint account.
I don't hate you. I pity you because it's not a very... No, sorry. No, I don't think it's very smart. No, I actually think it's very smart. It really scares me. How early?
We did it after about a year and now we're 3 years in and we are totally paid into the same account. Totally everything comes out of the same account. And he proposed 3 weeks ago. So...
Oh, congrats.
Doing pretty good.
That's awesome.
Oh, it sounds like my personal hell.
What getting proposed to?
Are you not scared? I'd be terrified.
Well, everything. I mean, you know, people can make things work. You would have to have such trust.
You must have trust.
We do trust each other.
But everyone who got scammed had trust for that person as well.
That's true.
Well, yes. Fair point.
So I don't know. Maybe have a little side account in case things don't go your way.
With the joint bank account, Hope. Do you actually ever feel like, oh, better not because this is some of the, he can use this money as well.
Only on the account status when he can see how many times I go through the Macca's drive through.
That's what I'm saying.
Other than that,
oh, he can see stuff.
Nothing like a naughty little Macca's.
Exactly.
No one will ever see my bank accounts, let alone have a joint account with me. No one will ever see anything. Not a chance.
I wouldn't be able to read because all those commas and the zeros, it'd be too hard to.
Sure.
It'd be hard to put
up. Oh my God. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Everyone, there are two new naughty saucies.
Very saucy.
From Macca's to dip your nuggets into. Now, Rowan.
Abby.
What sauce do you usually get?
We'll go one, two, three. Say ours. One, two, three.
Sweet and sour.
Got it. You have to get it.
And you know what?
Da, da, da. It is the best one.
It's the best one. And also, I don't only usually get it. I only get it.
Yeah, when I get like the lots of nuggets, like if I go home after maybe a few cordials and I go get like a 20 nug vibe.
Yes.
I'm rolling four sweet and sours.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not doing that like a give me a barbecue. No.
No.
By the way, if you get a ketchup tub, who are you?
Weird.
You've got Heinz in the fridge.
Weird.
I know you do.
Weird. Get a sweet and sour because there's nothing like a Macca's sweet and sour.
But I'll be honest, the Macca's nuggets are supreme.
Okay, we've just got some delivered and they're actually, I'm putting my hands at the top because they're so warm
and they
smell so good and they look crispy. They look like a crispy, crispy nugget.
Tell me the sauces. I've got them here.
Sauces are a curry sauce.
Okay.
And a hot sauce.
Now, producer Max out there said that the curry sauce is the number one sauce in the UK.
Which makes sense. They love
a curry.
A curry.
We'll go for a curry. Yeah, mate.
Yeah, they love it. Right, they love it.
We'll go get a curry.
So I actually, and now the thing is, if I don't like these sauces, it isn't anything against the sauces. It's the fact that the way my body has experienced the world up until now has been Macca's Nuggies equals sweet and sour sauce.
That is true. Yep.
So my past experience, my body's context for this adventure we're about to go on is that, ooh, I can smell the nuggies. And I'm imagining the crunch into it with that sweet and sour sauce on the outside. So if I don't like these, it isn't the sauce's fault.
No.
It's my body's fault. Because I'm sure they're nuggies, but I've never even tried a nugget with anything else except for sweet and sour ever. Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had the barbecue sauce. I've had the other one. There's a mustard one as well, I think. A honey mustard, maybe. Is there a honey mustard or is there a Dijon mustard? There's a mustard one.
I've never. I don't know what it's like.
I like
to have a Macca's
so
nugget.
I get like a cheeseburger and I'll dip it in it. Little dip.
Sweet and sour.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, and also chippies.
And chippies.
Okay, let's try.
Curry sauce, and there's a mighty hot sauce. By the way, I hate hot sauce. I like
hot sauce.
Okay, well, what are we trying first?
Curry sauce.
Okay, we'll go curry sauce first. You ready? Nuggies up. Nug up. Right?
Yep. This smells so good. All right. Nuggy sauce.
Hang on. Have you tried it yet? You just
kind of I don't know if I can do this. I've never tried anything without sweet and sour.
Wait, I'm right here with you. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Here we go. Bottoms up. Nuggies up.
It does look nummies.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Oh my God. That tastes like butter chicken.
Oh my God.
That it. Are you joking?
Oh my God.
Can I be honest? Before the break, I was
contender.
So off this.
Contender.
This
contender.
Just, hang on. Hang
oh
on.
God.
Hang on, McDonald's. This is like a butter chicken nugget.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Christ.
Everyone. This isn't pay, by the way, Rum.
This is a butter chicken nugget. Oh, I wish I was putting this on for the radio, but I'm not.
No, we're not.
I don't even want to try the hot sauce now because this is so good.
I was really nervous just then. I actually freaked out.
You almost vomited.
I almost vomited from fear. because I did, my body was rejecting it. My body said no. But sometimes you have to learn to try new things. And that curry sauce was worth trying. Oh!
Max and Trin, this was a fantastic idea.
Good one, Max and Trin.
Okay, so now we need to do the hot sauce though.
Hot sauce. Let me open it.
I hate, like, just... Oh, I can smell the heat. You know when you get some hot sauce, you smell the heat?
I got some on my mouth when I opened it with my teeth.
Oh, dear. Don't touch your back. Don't touch your eyes. Okay. Bit of hot. How much hot sauce are we doing? A little bit here?
A little bit. I don't know if I want to do
this. It's glow. Max, it's glowing.
It's glowing. And it's also...
Mate, it's glowing, mate. I'm not doing this. It's glowing.
Do you like spicy things?
No. Well, I don't mind, but like, I don't like glowing hot sauce. Like, those people that get more chili on chili sauce, like, grow up.
No, people that are like, the hotter it is, the more I like it. And
is
it's
there
like,
a disclaimer? I'll sign it. Grow up. Like, you don't need that. Do you not, like, want to just taste your food?
I know.
What's wrong with you? You're not impressing anyone. Okay, a bit of hot sauce. How much are we doing? Just a little bit here?
A little bit. Look, I've got a little.
Oh, I've got double that. Damn it.
You got double. All okay. Right.
Bottoms up.
Mm. This is reminding me if I'm a celeb where my body wouldn't let me eat the thing.
Can you actually get me some, like, milk or something? Actually, it's okay. Hang on. I definitely want a water. But that sucks. Only because it's hot and it's not for me. I'm sure some people will be like, I love the hot sauce, man. I can taste the sweetness, but...
I think it's fine.
Yeah, but you didn't have any, mate. You had, like, a tiny bit and you got a Sunkist there. That's
I'll do more.
Oh, go on, then.
If there's a disclaimer, I'll sign it.
Why don't you dunk the whole thing in it?
No, thank you. Look, it was nummies, but the curry sauce...
I'm actually all about this.
That was the winner. But, okay, the real question is, next time you drive through...
It'll be a while, but
and
yeah.
Next time you walk into a Macca's and
Thank you, Trini.
And you go in there and you say, 20 nuggets, please. Are you going to say...
2 and 2. Do you reckon 2 and 2?
Yeah, 2 and 2.
I reckon 2 and 2. Hey, but so this just letting everyone know it's not paid.
Not paid at all. Because I was ready to say that was really gross.
But
that
I'm
was
saying,
really
yum. I'm
and the
saying,
hot sauce, if you like hot sauce, yummy one.
It's actually very sweet. Guys.
Love you, Macca's.
Love you, Macca's. Love you, curry sauce. I want some hot nights, baby,
with Abby. Today, we were reminded how fragile our capitalistic society is.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go, guys.
Offices.
Strap in.
Offices around the world.
Strap in.
Were brought to a standstill after their precious Microsoft Teams was shut down.
Strap in.
Tech issues. And it showed everyone they couldn't do anything without Teams. And therefore, if there's one little issue, everything collapses. Now, I'm sure the employees wouldn't have cared.
No.
The employers running around, headless chooks, everyone else employed. How good's this?
Have to go home from working from home.
Oh, sorry, guys. Teams is down.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
I'm trying.
That
it's not working.
That sucks. Like one time the internet was down at my old office job and everyone was like, oh.
Bugger.
Can't, and this is before working from home was normal. Like it was not a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was not a thing. Like you would never work from home. This is 2018, 2017.
It'd be like, why that work?
Yeah. Well, we can't. And we have all went home. We're like, well, we can't work. There's no internet.
Hmm.
I'm not going to work. I'm taking my work computer home. No Sorry.
Why?
Get an absolute grip. So I'm glad they got some reprieve. I'm so happy for them all because all the corporate hotties are slaving away, typing away, using Teams, Skype, Zoom, WeChat, WeTransfer, Google Drive, Google Chat,
Google
whatever.
Teams? Did you say Google Teams?
Say Google Teams? I said, no, Microsoft Teams. Oh, sorry, Google Chat, isn't it?
Google Hang? What's
Google?
Google
Hang. Google Meet.
How many do they have for Google?
There's a lot of things for Google. There's a Google amount of things for Google. You know, Google's a number. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, you can Google Googles.
Anyway, I'm happy for them all, to be honest.
Really?
And I think what people should have done is, as a Microsoft team, they should have, like, gaslit their employer into being, like, still down for days. And even if the employer said, no, it's up. If everyone agreed, except for, like, the CEO and the CFO, everyone was like, we can't access it. Like we can't do it.
Yeah, we can't.
Screenshot things, change the time in the bottom right corner.
Yep.
It's all the work you got to do for the day. Have a few days off. You all deserve it.
Yeah.
So it just reminded me of the time that Instagram went down.
Oh, yeah, never good.
For a full day.
Never good.
And I was like.
Dreams.
No, I was like.
Oh, not dreams.
I was like, oh, well, there goes my income and my whole career.
It's down for a day.
Why? We didn't know it was coming back. It was hacked, remember? It was hacked and held hostage.
Oh, that's right.
This is like
right.
a year ago.
Oh,
it was
that's
hacked
right.
and held hostage, and I was like, cool. So my entire income stream is gone.
Gone.
This is before I had the radio show, before I had podcasting, but also like most of the advertising for the podcasting is via Instagram. And I was reminded how truly fickle my income stream is.
Truly fickle.
Truly fickle. So just a reminder, nothing matters. Take yep. your leave and go on a holiday.
Absolutely. And don't get too caught up on Microsoft Teams or Google Hangout or Google
Can't
Meet.
Stand it. No wonder.
Hootsuite or something.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some-